Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Aging Younger with David and Stephanie Tippy, founders of the Anti-Aging Clinic in Lauderhill, Florida, where the alternatives matter. Now here are your hosts, David and Stephanie Tippy.
Hello to our listeners, I'm David Tippy.
And I'm Stephanie Tippy, and welcome to the Aging Younger Show. We broadcast live from our clinic every week from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. We are located at Lauderhill, Florida, and our clinic number is 954-742-4430. Jot it down, please. It's 954-742-4430. Our web address is livelonger123.com. Once more, livelonger123.com.
You know, our body is made to take a licking and keep on ticking, as the old Timex commercials used to say. The bad news is that we are beating our poor body to death and don't even know it, or at least we don't fully understand the magnitude of what we are doing. With every bite of the wrong food, every sip of those acidic beverages, every drink of the wrong water, and every short breath that we take, our good health programs start with your belief system. You must believe in your heart that natural programs will make you well again. Do your research and ask your friends. You have heard of the power of positive thinking. Well, there is nothing more destructive than the power of negative thinking. One of our radio programs was on what happens in the brain when you place a thought there, positive or negative. If it came from a credible source, your brain subconsciously accepts it as fact. For example, if it came from a doctor that you trusted who told you there was nothing else he or she could do for you, that you have only a certain amount of time left to live, then your body accepts what he or she says as fact and begins the process of dying. We are challenging conventional Western medical pharmacology by offering a groundbreaking perspective that is long overdue. But you must decide.
For those of you who would like to join us, please, our call-in number is 1-347-826-7400. Again, it's 1-347-826-7400. You know, there was a review of 225 studies in a current issue of a psychological bulletin published by the American Psychological Association, and it found that cheerful people are more likely to try new things and challenge themselves, which reinforces positive emotion and leads to success in their work as well as to good relationships, strong, good health, and a sense of purpose. Even more than that, chronically happy people are, in general, more successful across many more life domains than less happy people. And their happiness is, in a large part, a consequence of their positive emotions, rather than vice versa. When we lack the ability to realize the true needs in life and we don't have a strong sense of purpose, we become vulnerable to depression, despair, and physical illnesses. The single biggest secret of all the long lifers and the centenarians is that they have had a strong sense of purpose all of their lives. Their generation seemed to be able to develop purpose easier than for many of us. They guide themselves with their intelligence, and they do not wait for fear and simply accept someone else's action plan.
You know, take prostate health, for example, that we have been discussing. The prostate is that vital center for which men derive their virility, create the creative energy and sexual drive. Without it, overall health and quality of life is severely diminished. That's why it's important to use intelligence to take care of your prostate now before trouble begins and fear is established that may muddle your intelligent thinking. waiting for the symptoms and the fear to guide you is not the right action plan. But if you have a symptom, then realize that now that you have that symptom, it is not the beginning of the end of all your virility, creative energy, and sexual drive, like conventional medicine might have you believe. Take control of your life now.
Even in cases of advanced cancer, there may be no warning signs. Start providing good health to your body by removing toxins, increasing the immune system with our nutritional supplements, exercising and deep breathing to oxygenate the blood, reducing the blood sugar, and balancing your hormones today. Provide a low acid and high oxygen environment that disease cannot survive in, which will include drinking ionized water from our Aging Younger Water Ionizer that can help you transform your acidic body into an alkaline body.
You know, prostatitis, a precursor to prostate cancer, affects most, if not all, men to some degree. And pay close attention to this next statement. You can slash your risk of prostate cancer or any cancer by walking in the early morning sunshine, exercising, proper nutrition and supplementation, proper deep breathing technique, toxic removal from the body, and balancing your hormones. We are constantly getting our clients to take our vitamin D, a powerful cancer preventative agent, and to walk in the early morning sunlight to transform that vitamin D into D3 for strong bones and to allow the sun, just as it comes up in the morning, to penetrate the retina and the backs of the knees. So you have to have shorts on to help balance cortisol and regulate deep sleep. According to a study, men with higher levels of vitamin D in their blood typically transform to D3 through the early morning sunshine exposure, were half as likely to develop aggressive forms of prostate cancer than those with less early morning sunshine exposure. Experiments also suggested vitamin D inhibits abnormal cell growth.
Much has been learned since that 1998 study when it seemed like we were reinventing the wheel, trying to help those persons to heal prostate disease as well as all other disease. This study in 1998 was the latest finding that showed this close correlation of vitamin D deficiency to prostate cancer, and there were some suggesting that vitamin D testing may replace the discredited PSA test of the blood for prostate cancer. David and I start every morning by cleansing our mouth of hidden infections and bacteria from the gums using our Silver Plus product. Silver Plus kills every living pathogen in the mouth, and when finished, swishing it around and in between your teeth for 30 seconds, and then you swallow it because it continues killing the pathogens in the body as well as those in your mouth and when we brush our teeth. Believe it or not, a toothbrush is an invasive instrument, and brushing your teeth is considered an invasive procedure. As it comes in contact with the thin, delicate mouth tissue, those brush bristles force anything on your gums into your bloodstream unless you kill them first with our silver.
You know, we had a client with a PSA of 19 that we spoke of on an earlier program. This client completed our six-month EDTA suppository chelation therapy program to chelate the mercury and other heavy metals and toxins from his prostate as well as his entire body. He supported this with exercise and drinking our ionized water from the Aging Younger Water Ionizer. And nutritionally, he supported his system with our suggested nutritional supplementation program that we show you on our website, which consists of high antioxidants and pristine omega-3s and salt palmetto in the daily routine. Our website is livelonger123.com. We identified his food triggers, and he eliminated them from his diet. We collected saliva samples and had the laboratory analyze them along with our compounding pharmacists. We helped him balance his hormones. Basically, he is living a lifestyle of good health, that is going to yield him longevity with his sexual function and health, as healthy as the rest of his body.
So stop putting toxins into your body, which will hide in the prostate for years. The prostate was designed by nature to filter toxins from the semen. And by adapting our total health program based on analyzed reports of your body that we do here, you can change the direction in which you are now heading in your entire life. All body types must eliminate certain foods that cause their blood sugar to rise. They must increase antioxidants. They must have the lymphatic system stimulated, thorough exercise, as little as walking or adding lymphatic drainage treatments that we also do here, plus balancing hormones and removal of heavy metals and toxins from the body. And remember, we are not statues, and we must exercise and learn how to deep breathe.
All of our efforts in teaching others focuses on helping them improve their lifespan, both in quantity and quality. The long lifers we speak of are eternal optimists and have a positive outlook on life. They tend to foster fond memories and let bad memories wither away. Consequently, they tend to have twice as many fond memories as negative memories. They let go of resentments. They also have a good sense of humor. Mental attitude is very important, but we must not lose sight of the physical health, such as nutrition, detoxification, that oxygenates the body and detoxifies your body out of a diseased state.
Speaking again about the prostate gland alone, as a result of poor choices with choices that have been made in the past, the prostate gland becomes enlarged over the years, and then disease of all sorts will begin. Creating a good health environment inside your body requires intelligent choices in life. Our poor choices create infection and inflammation, and it improves the chances of other toxic invasions. This problem can almost always be handled with our good health program and detoxification programs. As with any organ of the body, when it becomes toxic, in an acidic and low oxygen environment and out of hormonal balance, the best solution is not to wait any longer and to start a natural alternative program to balance the body and to help solve these poor health problems by following our improved health programs religiously. So give us a call today. Don't delay. Our number is 954-742-4430. Again, we can be reached at 954-742-4430.
You know, there is a slow poison out there that's severely damaging children and women and threatening to tear apart our culture. The ironic part is it's health food, one of our most popular health foods, by the way. Now we have a bias when it comes to eating healthy, and we start out this explanation by stating that bias right here, just so you'll know we are not anti-health food. The dangerous food we are speaking of is soy. Soybean products are feminizing boys and disrupting the hormonal balance of young girls and women because soy products are all over the place. You can hardly escape them anymore. We have nothing against an occasional soy snack. Some soy is nutritious to a certain degree and contains some good things. Unfortunately, when you eat or drink a lot of product containing soy, you are also getting substantial quantities of estrogen.
Estrogen, as we know, is known as a female hormone because of its dominance in women. But both sexes have estrogen. If you are a woman who is eating an abundance of soy, you are flooding your system with a substance that it just cannot handle in surplus. If you are a man consuming large amounts of soy, you are suppressing your masculinity and stimulating your female side, physically and mentally. Our business is aging younger. We want to explain to you the reason you must learn for yourself what is good for you and what is bad. We mentioned the consumption of soy and some negatives, and in short, soy is an estrogen. Estrogen, being a hormone, and having too much of this particular hormone can lead to breast cancer, uterine cancer, and yes, gentlemen, prostate cancer. If you're a man, you are suppressing your masculinity and stimulating your female side physically and mentally. Thousands of studies link soy to malnutrition, digestive distress, immune system breakdown, thyroid dysfunction, cognitive decline, reproductive disorders, infertility, cancer, and heart disease. Americans rarely hear anything negative about soy, and that is thank you to the shrewd public relations campaigns that are waged by Archer Daniels Midland, Protein Technologies International, the American Soybean Association, and other soy interests, including the Food and Drug Administration, our own FDA, who in 1999 signed their approval of the health claim that soy lowers cholesterol. For this reason, soy maintains a healthy image. In our clinic, we help our clinics to become healthy first by empowering them with knowledge.
All humans progressing toward old age tend to develop more femininity as a rule, male and female. The main thing that keeps men from diverging into the female pattern is testosterone. And testosterone is suppressed when there is an excess of estrogen. If you are an adult, you have already developed, and chances are you will be able to fight off some of the damaging effects of soy if it were consumed in moderation, and if you remove yourself from the source. Testing and becoming involved with hormone balance and with our bioidentical hormone replacement therapy program is vital for both men and women, especially when certain symptoms are apparent.
Unfortunately, babies are not so fortunate. Research is now showing that when you feed your baby soy formula, you are giving him or her the equivalent of 5 birth control pills a day. A baby's endocrine system just cannot cope with that kind of massive assault, so some damage is inevitable. At the extreme, the damage can be fatal. Again, we repeat, soy is feminizing and commonly leads to a decrease in the size of the penis. It can also create sexual confusion, and it is even thought to cause homosexuality. That's why most of the medical industry blame for today's rise in homosexuality must fall upon the rise in soy formula and other soy products given to babies. Most babies are bottle fed during some part of their infancy, and 1/4 of them are getting soy milk. Homosexuals today often argue that their homosexuality is inborn because they cannot remember a time when they were not homosexual. Homosexuality is always thought of as differing from the norm in society. But now many of them can truthfully say that they can't remember a time when excess estrogen was not influencing them.
You know, doctors once thought soy would reduce hot flashes and prevent cancer and heart disease and save millions in the third world from starvation. That was before they knew much about the long-term effects of soy use. Now we know it is a classic example of a cure that's worse than the disease. For example, if your baby gets colic from cow's milk, do you switch him or her to soy milk? If you are listening to this program, please don't even think about it. If it is a boy, his phytoestrogen level will jump 20 times normal. If it is a girl, brace yourself for watching her have her first period as young as 7, robbing her of her years of childhood. If it is a boy, it's far worse. He may not reach puberty till much later than normal, and at the very least, he may have to deal with sexual identity crisis. Research in the year 2000 showed that soy-based diet at any age can lead to a weak thyroid, which commonly produces heart problems and excess fat. Could this help explain the dramatic increase in obesity today? Recent research on rats shows testicular atrophy, infertility, and uterus enlargement. This helps explain the infertility epidemic and the sudden growth in fertility clinics. But this is too little too late. By the time soy damages infants has gone and the infant has grown to adulthood and wants to marry, it's too late to get fixed by a fertility clinic.
And even worse, there is now scientific evidence that estrogen ingredients in soy products may be boosting the rapidly rising incidence of leukemia in children. In the latest information, the numbers for the new cases in the United States alone jumped 27%. There's also a serious connection between soy and cancer in adults, especially breast cancer. This is why the governments of Israel, the UK, France, and New Zealand are already cracking down hard on soy consumption. In sad contrast, 60% of the refined foods in U.S. supermarkets now contain soy. But listen to this, it gets even worse. Soy use may double in the next few years because there is information that the out-of-touch medicrats in the FDA hierarchy are considering allowing manufacturers of cereal, energy bars, fake milk, fake yogurt, etc., to claim that soy prevents cancer. And it does not. It may even increase your risk for cancer. As a side note, soy sauce is fine. Unlike soy milk, it's perfectly safe because it's fermented, which changes the molecular structure, but avoid tofu and anything with soy as an ingredient.
Perhaps less than 10% of the public is aware that soybeans are a hotly debated topic in medical circles today. Soy products eaten, ingested in drinks, and slipped into thousands of commercial products are rightly being blamed for a horrendous variety of medical conditions, several of them nearing epidemic status, and a few of them irreversible. Pediatricians and other doctors are starting to see a growing parade of patients suffering from serious symptoms that were quite rare just a generation ago.
Now, I'm sure there are skeptics out there, so for the skeptic, the most common question might be, if soy is so harmful as to potentially alter sexual physiology and behavior, why haven't the Chinese and Japanese all died off or become homosexual centuries ago? The answer is simply that Orientals do not eat as much soy as Westerners think they do. The average daily consumption in Japan, which before the consumption explosion in the U.S. was the highest soy-consuming country in Asia, is a diet at most at about 8 grams of soy protein a day. China and other countries eat far less. The soy manufacturers and their political influence have simply blown Americans away with placing soy in the majority of products in the United States.
You know, soy has never been a leading staple in Asian countries like rice, fish, or pork. Even going back to the 1930s, calorie intake from soy in China was rarely more than 1.5% of their diet, whereas pork provided 65%. There's no comparison here. Traditionally, soy plants were plowed under in the fields as fertilizer. Soy was a poverty food, eaten heavily only by the poor in times of famine. Grazing animals don't like to eat it either. People have always eaten soy in small portions as a condiment or a supplement with a meal. The highest intake of soy in Japan is among monks who eat it to turn off sexual desire. Are you listening to me? Think about that the next time you're in the grocery store.
Now, by comparison, the FDA has encouraged Americans to eat 25 grams of soy protein a day because they say it will prevent heart disease. In our opinion, this wrongful FDA health claim that soy lowers cholesterol has doubled the consumption of soy protein in the United States and increased the risk of heart disease. Recently, the American Heart Association discredited the FDA claim when they changed their position on soy by saying that soy does not lower cholesterol as they first thought and does not prevent heart disease.
You can't say that FDA opinions are for sale to the highest bidder, but they were influenced by a campaign of formal endorsement requests by the soy industry, which includes giants like Monsanto, Archer Daniels Midland, and Cargill and DuPont. When the mud hit the fan during the investigation period, the FDA quickly modified its stance, limiting its endorsement to just basic soy protein instead of isoflavin, estrogen-mimicking ingredients in soy. The problem with this is soy protein contains those dangerous plant estrogens. This is why two of the FDA's most distinguished scientists, Dr. Daniel Sheehan and Dr. Dorich, protested the FDA's health claims in a public letter.
If you think you don't eat much soy, please rethink that. Though only 15% of us eat a mostly soy product once a week, 55 to 70% of all processed food in supermarkets now has some soy in it. You can't escape it. Soybean oil accounts for a whopping 79% of the edible fats used annually in the United States. Health-conscious people are likely to eat the most. Even a moderate vegetarian or soy fan would think nothing of tossing down 8 ounces of tofu, a quarter cup of roasted soy nuts, and a glass of soy milk daily, and that's far more than any normal Japanese individual would be likely to consume.
You know, but the worst victims of soy are babies, as Stephanie pointed out earlier. Per kilogram of body weight, the average Japanese in 2000 ate 0.47 milligrams of soy isoflavones daily, while the average U.S. baby drinking soy formula got 6.25 milligrams of isoflavones and testosterone-suppressing female hormones. What is that doing to their sex organs and their sexual orientation? The most shocking revelations to many people is the impact that soy has on male sex organs because of the plant estrogen overload that causes the suppression of testosterone, along with premature puberty for young girls. A great many Americans see as equally shocking the health facts about soy, such as increased risk of breast and other cancers, or the link to childhood leukemia and the failure to prevent heart disease, as it had been indicated, as well as infertility and thyroid damage that produce the symptoms such as weight gain, fatigue, depression. All of these are equally bad.
The root of the reported sexual problems is that soy is loaded with isoflavones, which is plant estrogens that operate like human female estrogen, which occurs naturally in the human body, male and female. These phytoestrogens cause serious developmental problems. Their potency is extremely small compared to that of the actual human estrogen, ounce for ounce, but it's common for babies to consume them in such large quantities that they overwhelm their body's delicate testosterone to estrogen balance, leaving them the victim, male or female, of a wide variety of lifelong symptoms, sometimes even disfigurement.
You know, toxicologists estimate that an infant fed exclusively on soy formula is getting the equivalent of 3 to 5 birth control pills per day. One study found that soy-fed babies had 13,000 to 22,000 times more estrogen in their blood than milk-fed babies.
The data we are referring to in our program is not just a small passing curiosity or isolated data. No, it is from a wide range of professionals, widely published and available to the public. 1% of United States girls are now growing breasts or pubic hair before the age of 3. By the age of 8, either of these two abnormalities is appearing among 14.7% of white girls and a staggering 48.3% of black girls. But why so many black girls? probably because they are most likely to be given infant formula made from soy. These kids are being robbed of their young girlhood. Soy formula-fed girls are more likely to have lifelong menstrual problems, primarily longer and more painful periods, hormonal changes associated with infertility, and other health problems. If this is not a national medical emergency, we don't know what is.
You know, the situation is just as bad for boys. Boy babies fed soy formula may go into puberty late or not at all. Some of these boys are so feminized that their breasts grow, but their penises don't. Some mature into adults with penises not much bigger than the ones they were born with. Others might look normal and go through puberty on time, but can't father children because their sperm count is too low, or the sperm are very poor swimmers and are unable to fertilize eggs. Sperm counts dropped 50% between 1939 and 1990 and are continuing to grow down at a rate of 2% per year. Do you see this as a national emergency now? We do.
Men make sperm throughout their lives, of course, but production ability can be seriously hurt by soy during the first trimester of pregnancy, during infancy, and during early childhood. It's not just the sex organs that are affected during the key developmental phases of pregnancy and infancy. The brain, too, can be irrevocably changed by excessive estrogen. This may contribute to altered sexual behavior and sexual preference. Estrogenized males of many species are more likely to suffer from ADD and ADHD and even to perform more like females on tests.
You know, soy won't affect a grown man the exact same way as a baby. Soy is apt to flatten his libido, but won't affect the size and shape of his sex organs. Soy can also cause female-looking breasts in men within months. A recent study at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, showed that men eating whopping amounts of soy experienced breast enlargement and even some nipple discharge. They ate a lot more soy than most of us would, but serves as a fair warning.
Moms eating soy during pregnancy can be putting their babies at risk because the isoflavones swim right through the placenta. This can disrupt the hormonal balance, especially during the first 3 months. When male fetuses are in a crucial developmental stage and absolutely must have adequate testosterone. Those that get plant estrogen instead of mom's testosterone are at risk for birth defects, like undescended testicles and or the opening of the penis is underneath instead of at the tip of the penis. Although undescended testicles can be corrected fairly easily through surgery, the incorrect location of the opening of the penis is far more serious. In worst-case scenarios, it can require as many as 10 separate operations. Even then, the boy may not grow up to be an adult male with full sexual function. His penis typically never gets longer than 1.5 inches.
You know, this condition is on the rise in the U.S. and Europe, and now occurs 1 out of 125 births. This coincides with the greater numbers of industrial chemicals in the environment, but also with the growing popularity of vegetarian and vegan diets. A British study in 2000 showed that vegetarian mothers are 5 times more likely to give birth to a boy with the incorrect opening of the penis than mothers who ate a varied diet. Sadly, vegan moms-to-be think they are eating healthily when they drink soy milk and snack on the soy nuts and eat veggie burgers. The tragic result can be undescended testicles, incorrect opening of the penis, or even homosexuality. No study says that soy dooms a child to homosexuality, but it's not hard to believe that at some point during pregnancy, babies are hardwired for sexual preference.
Pediatricians are seeing so many over-estrogenized boys today with breasts, delayed puberty, and/or behavioral problems that they've come up with the terms developmental estrogenization syndrome and testicular dysgenesis syndrome. Right now, no evidence indicates that eating soy during childhood or during adulthood is likely to change sexual preference. The danger zone is the first 3 months of both pregnancy and infancy that may affect sexual preference when male physiology and brain circuitry are still developing. In other words, if a mature, developed boy who has all the male traits, such as girl chasing, football playing, he's a sports enthusiast, he began gorging himself with soy product, he will not simply become gay. This only takes place in the embryonic state or the baby formula containing soy state. He might develop thyroid or other health problems or lose most of his libido, however.
Yeah, our larger concern is that the increasing number of less robust 15-year-olds who are already struggling with their sexual identity will be shoved over the thin line into homosexuality with a large intake of soy. No, they won't wake up some morning with floppy wrists and a nasal lisp, but they may begin to gravitate towards social circles where they feel more comfortable and less expected to be rowdy or brag about a string of sexual conquests. Once a teen is encircled where there is homosexuality activity, if he became so inclined to break free from it, it could mean abandoning his best friends.
Does the idea that soy can cause so much trouble sound like sensationalism? Don't, please, just don't take our word for it. Here's what government health experts in Israel and France have decided. The Israeli Health Ministry has looked long and hard at the evidence and concluded that its citizens won't be, and I quote, they won't be fruitful and multiply, close quote, if they eat too much soy. The Israeli Health Ministry has warned that babies should not receive any soy formula, that children up to age 18 should not eat soy more than once a day to a maximum of 3 times a week, and that adults should be aware because of breast cancer and other adverse effects on fertility.
You know, the French, meanwhile, intends to maintain their reputation of as ardent lovers. And food manufacturers in France, on government insistence, will soon have to remove the dangerous plant estrogen from soy formula and to put warning labels on food containing soy and soy milk. French food agency experts see the biggest risk as that being to children under 3 and women who have been diagnosed with or have breast cancer in their families. The British Dietetic Association also warns parents to avoid soy formula.
Lots of Americans accept everything that our FDA and NIH say is gospel. Those poor souls are now in danger because their trusted government watchdogs have yet to bark any warning signs about soy. However, Dr. Daniel Sheehan, he's a PhD, one of the FDA's top toxicologists, has warned that infants fed soy-based formulas have been placed at risk in a, quote, large, uncontrolled, and basically unmonitored human infant experiment, close quote. Do you really want to put your child into this type of experiment?
Now, education is key. Please do your own research and don't live with blind faith. Be proactive about your health and the health of your family. Our nutritional supplement products have proven measurable results. Measurement is key. When we suggest a program for our clients, it is through the science of measurement. Disease doesn't happen the day before the symptom. What if you could do something before the symptom to keep you from developing the disease? Wouldn't that be the best answer? Measurement is key to help you bypass future ailments. Once you begin to realize that your health today will help determine your future health, you can rightfully fear the consequences of not taking good care of your body. Too often is the case with the young that they take their symptom-free good health, which they enjoy today, for granted and don't realize that what they put into their body today determines their health in the future. What about those folks who do not have any indicators to prompt them to pay attention to certain elements in their life? Life is great for them, and they feel fine. They might say, "Who me worry? I don't need to do all of that health stuff. I can do anything I want. So what do I want to get involved with all of that prevention stuff for?" Or maybe you're one of those people. "I am too busy for that kind of stuff." It is a shame that it takes fear to guide us. A small amount of fear can often alter and transform your life. Maybe you just got a symptom. Prevention seems to look a lot better through the eyes of a person with a symptom.
We discuss our clinic concept on every radio program to a certain degree, and the bottom line being prevention. Prevention is key. We use the words measurement and testing, which would describe our clinic more accurately. Does it make sense to pack in supplements that someone tells you to load up on because they made Jack or Jill feel better? The answer is no. It doesn't make sense, and this is the very reason why some people are not paying attention to prevention. They don't know for sure if all that stuff would work for them or not, so they elect not to take anything. That statement is what separates our clinic concept from our health food stores and vitamin hawkers and other sources out there selling supplements. When you come to our clinic, we are going to measure and test your body with high-tech laser, biofeedback, and impedance equipment to help establish how healthy you are. After we have that baseline, we can compare future tests as to how healthy you are becoming in the future when you elect to follow our programs. Doesn't this make better sense?
You know, wouldn't you like to know if your vitamins are working for you and how healthy you are? Wouldn't you like to see your progress right before your eyes in printed reports produced by the same high-tech equipment? The answer is obviously yes. So call us today and schedule a consultation at 954-742-4430. That number again is 954-742-4430.
The marketplace for the pharmaceutical industry is the human body, but only for as long as that body will host disease. Think about it. It makes so much sense. Therefore, maintaining and expanding disease is a precondition for the steady growth of the pharmaceutical industry. Prevention would bring about this industry's demise. The pharmaceutical industry is an investment industry driven by the profits of its shareholders. Improving human health is not the driving force of this industry. The pharmaceutical investment industry was artificially created and strategically developed over an entire century by the same investment groups that control the global petrochemical and other chemical industries. The huge profits of the pharmaceutical industry are based on the patenting of new synthetic drugs. These patents essentially allow the drug manufacturers to arbitrarily define the profits for their products. This explains why most prescription drugs marketed today have no proven efficacy and merely target symptoms. Please consider this and make your decision for good health and longevity through prevention from our wellness industry.
Well, the good news is we can reconstruct our body by starting at the cellular level. Healthy bodies are comprised of many components working together in sophisticated harmony. To maintain a healthy body, cells must talk to each other. Part of that communication is derived from glyconutrients and phytonutrients in our glyconutrient powder. If we all had fruit trees and vegetable gardens in our backyard where we could have access to vine-ripened vegetables and tree-ripened fruits year-round, then we would not require the glyconutrient powder or supplements of any kind for that matter. But not having that access to ripened fruits and veggies makes it vital that we supplement glyconutrients, support the communication process which our individual cells use to recognize and communicate with each other. Glyconutrients enable the body to age younger by increasing the production of stem cells and enhancing cellular communication, forming glycoproteins on the cell membrane to enhance immune system function. Stem cells help the body to age younger by boosting that immune system. Stem cells travel throughout the body to help repair itself. As we age, the production decreases, and this causes many immune deficiencies. All of this can be controlled if our body had a stronger immune system and better communication channels. Glycobiology is the study of a group of saccharides known as glyconutrients. Many studies have shown that the alteration of one single sugar on the cell surface can lead to miscommunication, which in turn can lead to a failure in the immune system for a cell to become cancerous and to start eating nutrients and multiplying. It must outmaneuver the many long arms of your immune defenses and be supported by a low oxygen environment from our poor nutritional habits. It is vitally important that you keep your internal body healthy. The immune system is both your first and last defense against cancer, any disease for that matter. Call us today and schedule a consultation, won't you? At 954-742-4430. That number again is 954-742-4430.
Water, water, everywhere, and not a drop to drink. Whenever we attempt to determine whether there is life as we know it on Mars or other planets, scientists first seek to establish whether or not water is present. Why? Because life on Earth totally depends on water. A high percentage of living things, both plant and animal, are found in water. All life on Earth is thought to have arisen from water. The bodies of all living organisms are composed largely of water. About 70 to 90% of all organic matter is water. The chemical reactions in all plants and animals that support life take place in a water medium. Water not only provides the medium to make these life-sustaining reactions possible, but water itself is often an important reactant or product of these reactions. In short, the chemistry of life is water chemistry. As we hear so often these days, things aren't what they used to be. The air is different. Putting it very frankly and unscientifically, it's full of crud. Positively charged crud. Nothing ever goes away on our little green planet, and every exhaust, every chimney plume, exhausting toxins from our industrialized world stays within our thin and fragile ionosphere. It stays in the air we breathe. It stays in the water we drink. And it stays in the food that we eat. And all of this pollution is useless for energy production within the body. In fact, it is detrimental to our health. We can't live in a controlled environment where we could only breathe ionized air, which is air where the crud is removed through an ionizing process. When our planet runs out of potable water, we will have to reclaim water from that crud that we created through electrolyzed air processes and reclaim the 2 hydrogen and 1 oxygen molecule from the air, but absent the crud, and make the water again. those systems are coming available through science today because the environment can no longer supply our basics. Our bodies have to negatively ionize the water, air, and food that enter our bodies just to get bare minimum ionization needed by the body. Lying there in the sun or walking on the street or simply working in our offices, our bodies are working nonstop just to supply enough available energy for us to only manage to get up, stand, or walk to the car. The water that we drink from the tap or water that you buy in a bottle has so much trash in it that the cluster size is 17 to 18 molecules per cluster. Water, H2O, is supposed to have 3 molecules per cluster.
Now, we get old and sick because of this excess acid accumulation in our body. That sets up a low oxygen environment, inviting cancer cells to grow. And alkalinity neutralizes acid. Therefore, drinking high pH 10 alkaline water from our aging younger water ionizer that utilizes electrolysis is a very important key to combating obesity and promoting good health and longevity. Good health can be right at your fingertips with our aging younger water ionizer connected to your kitchen sink faucet. Right there handy for you to drink. You will be drinking the water the long lifers drink every day. Now, the Russians and the Japanese formed a team and studied the people around the world who routinely lived to be from 100 to 120 years old. The people they studied lived this long without symptoms or any disease, and they had one commonality, and that was drinking high mountain glacial spring water. Of course, the high mountain glacial spring water is high pH alkaline water with high antioxidants, just like the water that will be coming from your kitchen sink faucet if you will call us today. Protect your family. Call us today. 954-742-4430. That number again, 954-742-4430. The electrolysis process used by the aging younger water ionizer is literally Mother Nature in a box. Scientists discovered that by using a process known as electrolysis, which is essentially introducing electricity into water through a chamber with positive and negative electrodes separated by a membrane, that it can transform the ordinary tap water into water that can only be found in nature in high altitudes, which is high alkaline pH 10 water. Electrolysis is a process that dates back to the 1840s. When the famous Scottish scientist discovered it, Michael Faraday. Faraday was one of the leading scientists of his day. His inventions included the magneto and the dynamo, which is the pulse of electricity even today. At this time, they could not find a practical purpose for the electrolysis process, so it was essentially shelved until the Russians and the Japanese scientists discovered its usefulness when applied to water for drinking purposes about 13 years ago.
I would like you to imagine drinking water that tastes so fresh, so alive, so hydrating, and full of electrons and beneficial electrolytes, which are the alkaline minerals such as the calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. The cluster size of the electrolysis water is 4 to 5 molecules per cluster. It does not have the technotrash. All that has been removed. Because of the small microstructured nature of the body, the small microstructured water, meaning the 4 to 5 molecules per cluster, is assimilated into the body at the cellular level. Therefore, it is so much more hydrating to the cells. The negative charge that is imparted into the water acts as a solvent or magnet because it is attracted to or drawn into the positively charged acidic water, which is stored in the tissue, like the opposite ends of a magnet. Nothing can become balanced or nutrients be absorbed in your body without the proper water consumption. Balancing the body is key, and to do that, we need natural-to-the-body substances from Mother Nature, not the synthetic drugs that your body will reject, showing its rejection with side effects. Drinking the proper ionized water from our Aging Younger water ionizer and measuring and testing the body to make certain that your vitamins and supplements are working for you is the best answer to prevention, good health, and longevity.
You know, most every answer to good health is always going to be education. We have operated so very long in this country on just two of the three factors that should be guiding all of us. The three factors are intelligence, pleasure, and fear. The intelligence has been slowly and surgically removed from the populace. We operate on simply pleasure and fear. Of course, we're all fine until the fear hits us when we have the symptom. Long before the symptom, if we took into our own hands the responsibility of our good health in our family's good health, we would make the good choices for our family and ourselves. Think of it in this term: how and who would be at most loss if you could not go to work every day? If you're fine, does your boss need you with a symptom, sick somewhere, tossed aside in some hospital? No. The answer is your health is more important than anything in this world. So taking it first and leaving it as number one in your life is going to promote all of the other issues if you will simply open up that intelligence route again. How we've been damaged with goods of a cure that's causing the disease is that old saying that the synthetics, which are giving the support that the pharmaceutical companies want you to believe is life-supporting, is really one of the keys to all of the digressions that we are seeing today. I always offer the following challenge. I want any person in the world, Google this. Go on Yahoo, do any kind of a search. Find the one person, anybody, anywhere, that says, I owe my health, longevity, and energy to those synthetic pharmaceutical drugs. Now, you know that it's an oxymoron. When you get involved with the synthetic pharmaceutical drugs, you are already in a tailspin. You have limited your lifespan, and you are indeed walking toward the end of your quality of life and the length that you're going to enjoy. Most every one of us can understand we've had people in our lives who have been victims of some type of disease and been relinquished over into the medical sickness industry only to have them go through chemo and all types of invasiveness and radiation. And into the end, when quality of life has been reduced to absolutely abomination, they're told, well, we've done all that we can do. So therefore, it's okay. It's okay for them to do that. It's okay. But if you can look at it from the perspective, if you can realize that nothing they're going to do for you when you get those terrible debilitating diseases are going to prolong quality of life or quantity of life, wouldn't it make sense to get into the prevention area and to join our wellness industry today? Today is the first day of the rest of your life. I want you to remember our phone number, 954-742-4430.
Until next week, may you all have a healthy day, and God bless you all.
You've been listening to Aging Younger with David and Stephanie Tippy. You've just heard that alternatives to the sickness industry are alive and well, helping you to age younger. The Anti-Aging Clinic is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill, Florida. You can reach David and Stephanie at 954-742-4430. That phone number again is 954-742-4430. And you can learn more about them on their website, livelonger123.com. Join us every Wednesday and Friday.